Clodagh, you're talking about exports.
I am. No, we've been hearing a lot about exports because of recent movements in exchange rates since the UK voted to leave the EU, giving our exporters a bit of a boost. Well, the latest international trade figures from HMRC were published yesterday. Now, they don't include the period since the EU referendum, but if we take a look at the year to June, the value of UK exports fell by almost 3% compared to the same time last year. Of the four UK regions, only Northern Ireland saw an increase in the value of exports. There was an increase of about 15% in exports from Northern Ireland. But to put that figure into context, we're coming from a much lower base and we account for only about 2% of all UK exports. The number of exporters in Northern Ireland fell by almost 5%, and that's the largest fall of any UK region. And that message is really echoed by research out today from Royal Mail, which shows that 71% of businesses in Northern Ireland don't sell to customers outside of the UK. I asked Roger Morris from Royal Mail how we compare to the rest of the UK.
Businesses in Northern Ireland are less likely to be exporting than those in the rest of the UK. In general, we see that small businesses, about 60% of small businesses in the UK aren't exporting abroad. And in Northern Ireland, it's even higher. It's in around 70. It's over 70%. And what we think about this is that it's really missing an opportunity, that there's lots of revenue that businesses are missing out on by not selling overseas. So there's an opportunity for them to do a lot better if they just look abroad and see about what they can sell overseas that they're already selling to customers in the UK. So the research shows us that some of the reasons for them not selling abroad are lack of knowledge of the market in other countries for what they're selling. They also cite language barriers as well as being one of the barriers to selling overseas, and confidence and not being confident that there is a market out there for what they're selling.
And now, one of the other things that could be holding firms back is that sometimes posting things from Northern Ireland can take a bit longer and cost a bit more. Mr. Morris told me that technology can help small businesses in Northern Ireland to overcome this.
There probably is a perception that it might be a little bit more difficult when you work from a corner of the country, if you like. People perceive that it takes a little bit longer to get deliveries to them, and therefore it must take longer to get them exported out of Northern Ireland. But in practice, we see some very successful businesses that are exporting huge amounts from Northern Ireland. Some of the bigger exporters from Northern Ireland, and they operate very successfully selling online to lots of countries around the world. Chain Reaction Cycles is a very good example, where they export online orders that people will place from all over the world, and they'll very successfully export them with Royal Mail to all sorts of destinations around the world. Now, the beauty of selling online to international customers is you can try things very quickly. You can change your website. You can make it appear as it would to be a local market website. There's also ways of selling overseas using marketplaces, which we see as a big potential way of exporting.